Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A story that this show originally broke, and now it's going to be portrayed on the big screen.
And it's a college basketball conversation that Ken said, quote, I'm sick of having. Well, we're going to have it.
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours, we're simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Tone, what's going on?
Hey.
We were just talking to each other a second ago, and now we're talking to each other now.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Go to The Fan on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. You get to see a video that does not have any sound. But it's Lima and I and Owen and our boss Keith talking during the break. And I'm talking to Lima during the break, which is great. You see a very animated Anthony and I.
Can we just say what it's about?
No.
Come on.
No.
Oh, it's great.
No. Not. We will. I promise we will. But not until the time is right. Okay. And right now is not the right time. That fruit's got to ripen a little bit. So Mitch wanted us to fill out our brackets on air in
Boy,
real time.
That sounds boring.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Happy Gilmore 2. Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out, was it July 25th? And it's a special movie for Lima and I because Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald, who plays Shooter McGavin, was on the podcast last year. Was this last year?
Holy
last
cow, that year. Was a year ago?
And he let the cat out of the bag that there was Happy Gilmore 2. They were going to make a Happy Gilmore 2.
Breaking industry news.
Yes.
Hollywood industry news was broken on this very podcast.
So we were on Variety and like Deadline and all the other things that you could have.
It was on
Hollywood Reporter.
Entertainment Tonight.
ET, yeah, the whole thing.
They didn't mention the show.
No.
Nobody mentioned the show. When did that...
No. Variety did.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Like Hollywood written things did.
Okay, but TV gave zero credit.
Fox 8
all.
Damn well did. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, the national like media magazine platforms,
they didn't show
whatever.
A thing. ESPN, or
no.
Entertainment Tonight is supposed to put a
no,
thing.
No, I told
there.
Sarah, I go, this is exciting. This will get on. Nothing. They were just like, I mentioned it on a radio interview. Didn't even say the city.
Did they play audio from it?
No.
See, they
got to
play audio from
it. No, but it was just, well, it's like, where'd you get the news from? Well, they got it from the actor. That's all they cared about.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
they didn't care where.
Anyway, so the movie's going to be coming out in July. I just watched the trailer for it. It seems that this is getting the band back together. And I think there's a way, you know, I've struggled with Happy Gilmore. I've struggled with Adam Sandler movies here, and I've started to come around to them over the last decade. One is when he's truly making an original, he can still dial it up. Uncut Gems was a fantastic movie. He was great in it. I know that there's been a lot of things, like he has signed that Netflix deal.
There's that basketball one too,
yeah.
Right?
Which one?
Anthony Edwards was in it.
Are you making a joke?
No,
or?
No.
Okay.
That was on Netflix.
Well, he has a big Netflix deal, so he's like, he has to make Netflix stuff.
There was
stuff.
A Adam Sandler basketball movie?
Yeah, and I'll go look it up. Go ahead.
Well,
he's a scout. He's a scout overseas.
Interesting.
I do not remember
I do not know what this is. Did you ever see Hubie Halloween?
No.
It's pretty decent.
I don't
remember. It's a little long. It's a little long, but it's fun, and he's got like the normal character. Like he kind of, he's got his group that he puts in the movie. Like Christopher Guest. Christopher Guest has the same group of people that are going to be in a movie. And Adam Sandler has the same group of people. And he has made some classics. But I think he's also just wanted to have... Hustle is what it's
Hustle,
called.
Hustle, yeah.
Okay. I'll have to take a look at it. He's made some classics. And yeah, I know. Over the last decade, there's been some not-so-classics here that have been a little bit odd.
You have movies with the Jennifer Aniston, the mystery movies... They're goofy.
Yeah.
Like I've watched them, and I am not too proud anymore. I'm past that phase of my life. I think this is where you're going is, you know, they don't do, we always keep saying, they don't make movies like they used to. They don't make movies like they used to, whatever. I don't have a ton of time to look for movies. I can't sit there. I only get this window every night with my wife. And it's nice to just have something that you can turn on, and it's not going to be perfect, but there's some funny jokes.
Yeah.
And it's like, haha, okay, it's entertaining. That's all I'm looking for these days.
I think people will go into it. This might have a chance because it's a late sequel. It's a long-awaited late sequel. And I think that they could do the proper perspective of it and have fun with it. And if you have fun with the movie...
With the right throwbacks.
Because I think for anybody, I think the reason a lot of sequels fail is people go into the sequels thinking they're going to dislike it, so they will dislike it.
And they're rushed.
Yes.
They're rushed. They've had... listen, Adam Sandler has had 20 years to think about what might have happened after the movie.
And I think there's been things that have been the right time, or I think there's been things he's thought of, and they were the right time, and they were not the right time. Like I said, I think it'll be fun. Joey Edible says, if by fun you mean a complete cash grab, then sure, why not? Well, he's already been signed to them for a long time. Anyway, if I want to go and relive Happy Gilmore, the beauty of a movie is I just watch Happy Gilmore. So this is an update of what they are all now. I'm watching, I saw the trailer.
We've got some of the trailer.
We have some of the trailer. I don't have headphones on. Should I grab headphones?
I think you'll be able to hear it.
All right, good. Let's play. I got to turn my mics off for the headphones.
Yeah, probably. Turn off your mics.
Three, two, one.
Arnold. Jacko. Tiger. SpongeBob? What is that? What's with the beaver teeth?
I haven't sworn a cub in years.
I'm a little intimidated. All these guys hit a big nut. I don't know where to start.
Come on, brother. Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age appropriate.
All right, go ahead. Because we have to explain some of it. Like, he walks past the bus of Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Tiger, and then his... I think winning the club tour championship and getting the green jacket.
We got that subway check.
Yeah. Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a bleep? And he's making fun of his statue, his bust on the statue.
Yeah.
So clearly he hasn't been in the game for a long time for whatever reason. Now he's going to rejoin the tour, and it's probably going to be... And Shooter McGavin, you see Shooter McGavin in it. Ben Stiller shows up in the trailer. So he's putting the band back together. And I think you just have to take it the right way. It's an update on what they've been doing for the last... When was Happy... I mean, this is nearly 30 years ago.
Happy Gilmore was like 95.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Yeah, I said 20. Yeah, it's been a long time.
So I think it'll be an update. And as long as you have fun with it, it'll be fun.
I've said to you, I am not... I didn't go to film school. I'm not a reviewer.
Well, you know I'm a grad of USC, so...
I'm not a reviewer of movies that's going to have this critical... I'm not going to examine the themes of the movie.
Will.
Yeah, Mitch will. And we love having Mitch at the movies. We need to continue that. But with all that said...
We haven't started it, I think.
I am now of the mindset that every movie I've ever liked, I want a sequel and a prequel.
Really?
It does not contaminate.
Really?
It does not. And by the way, Godfather 3 proved once and for all. There's no contaminating the movies. This doesn't ruin. A sequel does not ruin anything. It's not like you have some bad take. It's just more art. It's more art that gets made and something to watch and something to get excited about. I always say that too. The prequels. Like, you know, the Sopranos prequel. Was it that great?
I didn't see many Saints and Newark.
Was it that great? No, probably not. But it was fun. Like, it's fun, and there's some... I just love it's easy, the callbacks to other stuff that you've seen. It makes you feel warm and cozy and nice little nods here and there. That stuff is awesome. Even if the movies end up sucking, you're still going to say, yeah, you know, I'm going to watch it, and I have low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have high expectations
No.
for this movie? No. That's on you if you do. So, as I always say, I want more. I want more of these. I want more sequels.
You know what my...
Prequels... Everything.
Well,
spinoffs.
I want more. I want more sequels, not remakes.
The remake, yeah.
I hate the remakes.
When they did,
did Roadhouse.
No, I'll tell you. I haven't seen it. They did Cabin Fever, and Cabin Fever is like, you know, this. It's kind of a goofball horror movie, whatever, that we always like because we watched it in college and we get drunk and watch Cabin Fever and it was ridiculous and we loved showing Cabin Fever to some of the girls that we went to college with, because it's just ridiculous. And they're like, why do you guys like this? So we loved it. Then they remade the movie verbatim, line by line.
Shot for shot.
What?
It's not for bar.
It's not a master. Cabin Fever is not a masterpiece. Why are we remaking the movie? Like, that made no sense.
To get guys
to
like you to go to it.
Did they do that with Fletch, or did they change Fletch?
I think they changed it.
Okay. I think they changed it. It's an updated story.
Yeah. I love John Hamm. You'd think I would.
Well, like, John Hamm is the one that he bought the franchise, I think. He bought the rights to the franchise. So it's all him.
That's why I got so, like, people are like, can you take this too seriously when it comes to the remakes? No. I like Twister is a beloved movie in my house. Beloved movie. Update it. Don't redo it. Don't remake these movies.
Yeah, why?
Just update them. Like, I'm like, dude, you missed a golden opportunity here. Why are you remaking this stuff? Don't remake it. Do an update of it.
Yeah.
And Liz thought I was crazy. She's like, well, and she tried to watch Twisters. She hated it. She felt the same way about Roadhouse, and she didn't even, I don't even think she liked the original Roadhouse, but she thought the second Roadhouse was terrible. And she watched them without me. They had the neighbor over, Lane came over, and she watched it with her, and they hated both of them.
I'm trying to think of a remake. Red Dragon was technically a remake of Manhunter.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, and I liked Red Dragon.
They're not identical, but it's...
Yeah, that's crazy. I did, though. I like the late stage sequels. One of the other ones, you're going to be surprised by this. A Christmas Story is a great movie. My wife actually doesn't like A Christmas Story. Christmas Story is a great movie. And yeah, I know it might not be an all-time classic if a TBS or TNT didn't run it for 24 straight hours. Yeah. I get that. The one they just did a few years ago is actually pretty good.
We were watching it, and we never...
pretty good.
I think we forgot about it, but we were kind of enjoying it.
It's actually a pretty good one. So I don't mind a late stage sequel. I'm going to take this for what it is. They're putting everybody back together. They're having some fun, and we'll see where the story goes. It can't be the same. He's an older man now. He even says that in the movie. He's like, I got to find a more age appropriate happy place, because his first happy place was incredible, where Christopher McDonald is sticking his tongue right down grandma's throat. It's just amazing. Just amazing. And you can do those things in film. No one's going to get blacklisted from film for doing those things. It's just, it's not what Happy is anymore. But I'm looking forward to it. I want to see what it is, because I'm going to have an open mind, because I think I've done that now with Adam Sandler movies, and I think I've had a better time doing them. I think I've had more fun doing them, or watching them. So, do you want to go over a bracket at all, or do you want to talk about why you don't fill out a bracket anymore?
Well, this by far, and I've been trending this direction, I think the last 4 years, this is by far the least amount of college basketball I've watched. This is by far the least amount of players that I can name.
Yep.
And so I don't really know what filling a bracket's going to do for anybody. Why would you care? Because I'm admitting that I don't do this. I mean, the one guy, we didn't get to see him in a conference tournament because he got injured, was Cooper Flagg. that was the one guy I wanted to see, and now he will play in the tournament.
Thank God.
So, I mean, God, what you know, so I mean, Mitch did say, he's like, man, you guys were so into the women's college tournament last year. Well, we, first of all, Final Four was in Cleveland, so we had a vested interest in following Caitlin Clark and, you know, some of these players.
Kim Mulkey part to it. Poor Haley Van Lith. No one could cover Garda. I actually thought Haley Van Lith did a decent job in the first half, but whatever.
In fact, still, I think I know more women's players right now than I do of men's players, but I'm not watching a lot of the women either, to be totally honest. I've watched more NBA. I mean, the NBA, especially because the Cavs have been so good, it's made it more fun to watch everybody because I'm like, we're better than that team. We're better than that team. We're better than that team.
Yep.
So I think when your NBA team is good, and, you know, we're in a part of the country because Ohio State is a total non-factor. You know, me and you, we followed the highlights and box scores as best we could for CSU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And you watched, obviously, some Akron this year. But just Ohio State being bad, just it took the wind out of my sails for me. So I wasn't watching Big Ten. I didn't care. I mean, what was the point?
I think you being out on it kind of made me be out on it. If you were still passionate about college basketball, I would have watched. And I say that leaving on, I like live sports being on in the background and collecting what I can. So like we have FS1 on all the time. I have FS1 on all the time in my office. There were so many games that ended up being live. And they ended up putting them on in the background. Like at night, if I'm sitting in my office and I'm working on stuff. So I saw more St. John's than I thought I saw of anybody else.
Well, am I wrong in it? Tell me if it's an overreaction or whatever. I didn't realize how much it didn't matter for college football that ESPN lost the Big Ten, but for basketball. Like, knowing that I could put on ESPN or ESPN2 every night and there was a Big Ten game on, that's gone. So I'd be dead honest. I did not know where Ohio State was. I did not know what channel they were going to be on from night to night. Had zero clue whether it was going to be, you know, Fox, Peacock, FS1, the Big Ten Network. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I just had no idea. And then CBS, you know, later in the season. So I think that's weird. College football doesn't matter. You'll find your team. You'll find your team. And if your team is streaming like one game a year, they're going to put Ohio State on the stream because they want people to, you know, pay for the streamers. You'll do it. You'll find it. Basketball, no.
Doesn't the production value, to me, the different channels and the way that they shoot the games, that matters to me on a weeknight watching a game that I don't care about as much, right? If it looks like something that I'm familiar with, that I'm used to, I'm more likely to stay there, especially, you're right, like, was it ESPN Monday nights? Was that college basketball night?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Big Mondays.
And I remember watching that a ton, even into my, you know, mid-20s, late-20s, especially when my kids were younger and you're trying to, like, be settled down a little bit.
Big Monday was a big deal.
I mean, I love that stuff. I absolutely loved it. And yeah, I mean, it's just very different for me. And I don't know, it's the one and done in college hoops. It finally caught up, like all these years later. And part of it is because of the transfer portal, where it is a new team every year for the big boys.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, mid-majors still try to keep the same teams, but if you got a really good player, they're gone. You know, they're transferring out. It's really hard. You're not going to know any of the players. And I know you see it in college football too, but still in college football, guys have to be on the team. Like Jeremiah Smith has to be on the Buckeyes, or I mean, he could transfer, but why would he now? He has to be at Ohio State for two more years. So that's huge.
Yeah.
Think about how huge that is. That's gone in college basketball. Well, that's been gone.
It's been a while since I knew a ton of the college basketball players, but all the great teams had four guys that you could name on the team, whether they were starters or like the sixth man or whatever. And I have no clue. And it's probably been since... Well, I remember the Ja Morant year and Zion year. That was a fun year, right?
Yeah.
That's probably the last fun year I've had in college basketball.
I can't remember the last fun year I've had in college basketball. Probably that year.
Wow. Other than that year. Yeah, I kind of think
of it. A full season of fun college basketball. It's been forever. It has been forever. I hate to admit this. Other than, I mean, if you're talking about basketball in general, I mean, Akron... Yeah. They've been very good. I've had lots of fun times watching Akron.
And we pay attention
to Akron
for sure.
I have not had, it's probably been since then, because you were talking about Ja Morant so much.
Yeah, how often, you know, let's just say we were still in the ESPN, the magazine, and Sports Illustrated days. How many college basketball players could be on the cover before March? Like could be that. And I remember when I was young, man, Shaquille O'Neal. And seeing Shaquille O'Neal on the cover of these magazines, it was such a big deal. And every game was getting shown. The Fab Five, those North Carolina teams, all those Duke teams. Arizona, man, I saw somebody tweet the other day that Richard Jefferson, Gilbert Arenas, Michael Wright, Jason Gardner, Luke Walton. Like, I knew every player on the team for Arizona. I don't even know all the players on Ohio State now.
It's such a weird sport. And maybe this is true also of college football, but probably not. Maybe to some folks it is. Where you give them personal freedom of choice, where they can stay in college. There was the one and done rule, where it's like, all right, you got to go to college for a year, but then you can leave. Okay. And it killed it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But like the NIL and all the other things, you would think that would, and it's made them money, but it hasn't made them stars. Like, you're mentioning names in, like, the Fab Five, Phi Slamma Jamma, the Running Rebs. I mean, this is...
We have a whole country of Jalens now that didn't exist before the Fab Five.
These are legendary influential names. These are legendary nicknames. And I mean, and like, good God, like, Camino and some guys could probably... Filippone, who will be here this week, by the way. He'll be here on Friday. In our studios.
Excuse me?
Yeah. He's using
I disagree.
No, it's because he's watching Robert Morris in the early game.
I don't think they should let him in.
Well, they're going to, because you know how it is. He's going to get a stank all over our microphones. These were stars to these guys that we can remember for years, and now they're few and far between. People watch the tournament. How many people watch the tournament? I told you. Well, when you got the vasectomy, there were a lot of people saying, well, you should have got it on the first weekend of the tournament. And I go, why? If there's so many people now who, if you just want to stay home on the last 2 days of the week and watch movies, you can do that. I don't know. The tournament is not as big a deal in our country as it used to be.
So is that true, or is that... I want to make sure that I'm not saying things that just because it's out of favor with me.
It can be again, though. It can't, and I just don't know how to fix that. And I think so many people have thrown so many things. It's a conversation I'm tired of having. It really is, because so many. And the only idea that people have is like expanding the tournament. I think people are more passionate about not expanding the tournament than they are about the tournament themselves or college basketball themselves. All the people who don't want to expand the tournament, or who are arguing vigorously in the general populace of fans who are not basketball analysts, are people who are only watching the tournament and did not watch the regular season. And then, honestly, after this weekend, how big of a downfall is the tournament taking? I don't know how to write this ship. I have no idea. I don't think expanding it is the idea, but they will say, well, if only people are watching the tournament, then expanding the tournament and making that season longer will draw more eyeballs to what people are, what these companies are spending the money on.
This is the big mistake to me. The one thing about the tournament that works every year is this, what I have in my hand right now, that Mitch gave us, the bracket. The fact that my sister would fill out a bracket, and ironically, I now feel like
You had three brackets? Yeah. You didn't give me a bracket? I was like, he has one bracket, and I don't have any of the brackets.
Ironically, I feel like my sister, because I don't know the teams or the games, at least I know the mascots, but I don't know the coaches. I don't know anything. But we have the bracket. It is perfect. With the, you know, the playing games are stupid. I mean, I'm sorry. This is just 16 seeds are playing each other tonight. It was stupid. It was never.
Yeah, the playing games are dumb.
Sorry to Dayton. I know they were so excited about it when I was down in Dayton. Like, we're getting ready for our first four. But it sucks. I haven't watched the first four in years. I haven't cared.
You're not going to watch?
No.
I'll tune in.
I don't. Not the, the 16 versus 16. It's like, what? This is an NIT game. I don't care. Either way. So you have that. Once you expand again, and it looks like it is a foregone conclusion that they are expanding, goodbye to the normal bracket. It's gone. Like, we're going to have buys. We're going to have, like, about the bracket, what in the world?
The thing you notice about the bracket, what's so perfect about it, and why the tournament at one point was like a national holiday, think about this. It fits on landscape on regular 8x10. It fits on landscape mode on a regular piece of paper. So you can take one sheet of paper that's easily printable and hand it out to people in your office. And they get to fill it out and they get to sit there and talk and have conversations. It's almost a team building exercise within the office. And if you expand it, it's going to be illegible. You're not going to be able to read this. It's already small enough as it is.
Look at how neat.
But 64, and it just seems like, wow, some team is going to come out of 64.
Look at how neat it looks. Yeah. I love the bracket. I used to make a homemade big bracket that in elementary school, middle school, and high school used to be our school's official bracket. Yeah. My sister would draw the art for whatever the Final Four logo was. I wish I had these. She would do it, and we'd have it really big, like the size of this window. A huge bracket with Sharpie black marker, and it was, I took such care in putting the teams and not making a mistake, and I did it the night the bracket was unveiled, and people in my high school were like, Anthony's bringing in the bracket tomorrow. Yep. It was such a special thing to me. They can't mess with that. They cannot mess with that.
We did it on poster boards. Four poster, one for each region.
Yeah.
Mrs. Hensley's current events class.
See? Oh,
that's fun.
And it was amazing. And that's where you watched the games at, was her class. Because they were, I remember one year they were like, guys, we're not going to watch the games. And this is why she probably always won Teacher of the Year. And I think she's a superintendent now.
She'd let you watch the game?
She was like, I don't care what they say. We're watching these games.
Now that's
a teacher.
That's an educator.
That's a teacher. That's education right there. We had actually, our bracket got destroyed basically in high school. We had a guy who ran the bracket. He was definitely already a degenerate gambler.
Oh, the bracket racket.
Yeah. And he was found to have...
Rigged it.
When he did... And then the next year, and I told, we were like 17 years old, and I'm like, you ruined the bracket.
It's like when they say, like, Battleship teaches little kids how to cheat.
Yeah.
The bracket and running a pool teaches kids how to scam.
We said, we know the house always wins, but you can't win some. You're not supposed to win this.
Right. I bet you Bernie Madoff, back when he was young and the tournament was going, he rigged a pool. Yep. He had to have.
Even though it was what? Was that a 12-team? Tournament back then?
Not as many teams, yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
But you're exactly right. And think of how we're remembering this. Now, here's what I want to protect against.
The Dave Bliss Invitational.
Are we...
You called it that. I didn't say it.
I did call it that. I want to know, if I were a kid right now in high school, how would I feel about the tournament? So am I just saying all this because I'm older? If I were a kid in high school right now, am I... Do I have the teacher that I'm going to go to the class? Or they have it on their phones, I guess. But
yes.
Like, what are they doing? Do they care as much about it? One shiny moment still a big deal to them?
They're just watching it on their phones if they're participating.
Are they all filling out the brackets?
On their phones.
So this is just me.
It's not the same.
Giving an old man take.
You had to, if you were a junior in high school, in our school, there was a guy that it was basically, it was like being nominated for student council, but you were nominated to be the bracket guy. And he carried around a manila folder full of the brackets, and that was all like organized by the school. That is not happening anymore.
I never knew how to do it. I never knew how to, like, the point system and all that stuff.
Well, we did a simple, like, round one, you got 1 point for a win. Round two, you got 2 points, all the way up to, you know, whatever round.
It seems pretty easy.
I think it was like
10
if you got the winner right or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I never knew how to do it.
But if are these kids right now watching college basketball like I did, like Big Monday?
No.
Watching the doubleheaders.
No.
Like, is that, are they, okay, so do they care about the tournament nearly as much?
If it's something that is taken as tradition and it's seen still as a special day or a special moment, yes. Horse racing is not what it used to be in this country.
Yeah.
But the Kentucky Derby,
the Derby is still a special event
in America.
People have parties.
Now,
yeah.
The Preakness and the Belmont aren't as much unless there's a Triple Crown. But then once we saw a Triple Crown, then it didn't become a big deal.
Do you remember the horse?
Well, their secretariat.
No, the one that won it recently.
Fusa Ichi Pegasus. No.
That's right.
No, it's not right. Oh, okay. I think she fell in the Belmont. Fusichi Pegasus.
Not Fusichi Pegasus.
Oh, no.
Who was the one that won the cigar citation? Affirmed. Come on. Just
Super
Google
duper
it.
Horsey
Temptation.
Keeper.
Mitch is sending it to the thing like we are probably. I guarantee he's sending it to the.
He's a minute in delay right now.
Oh, he's a minute. Okay. And we don't know. So, yeah, someone look it up. I don't know. I named other Triple Crown winners. I didn't name that one.
Got Triple Crown Horsies. I'm looking her up.
Weren't there like two recently?
Well, there was, of course, Sir Barton and Gallant Fox.
They won it?
Barton?
Yeah.
Did Bob Baffert train him?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.